Praise the Lord, which is for me. So I have to also check what the day is. Praise the Lord. This morning, I think, one of the encouragement I got from coming a little earlier was the testimony session. I think there were some great testimonies this morning. Testimonies that inspire us to enjoy the time we spend with each other. Some of the testimonies, I don't think we knew about it, at least maybe I didn't know, maybe some stuff were posted on the chat, but it tells us that when you come to service, you know, when we see each other, we shouldn't take it for granted. The time God has given us here is not to be trifled with or not to be minimized. It is special. The testimony about Bro Peter, I don't know if anybody, who else heard that, tells us how precious life is. Tells us how precious life is. Anything can happen in an instant. So that means every time that God has given us here is precious. We should cherish it. Praise the Lord. So we can, we can talk to each other, try to rekindle, and if you missed it, we'll talk about time management. I have that problem, so the message kind of is for me, right? So it will help us as we manage our time, I'm talking to myself, to come on time to church, right? So you're here on time, and then you cherish the time also. Sometimes we're looking at the time like, man, time is going fast, or we have a lot to do for the day. You try to accomplish some in the morning, as even on Sundays, but tells you that the time that you dedicate to come to the house of the Lord is really what we're here to do. You know, we chase and we chase and we chase, and at the end of the day, what matters? What is important? What do we prioritize? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So today we'll talk on impactful living. God's blueprint on time management. Impactful living. How do you impact yourself? How do you impact the people around you? You know, what do we prioritize? How do we make what we set out to accomplish a reality? How do we bring it into purpose? I believe at some point, maybe a few years ago, I think there was a message, still sticks in my head, purpose-driven life or something in that line. You know, being purposeful. If you want to be purposeful, how do you do that? You know, if you have goals, desires in life, do we prioritize it? You know, do you accomplish those things that you set out to do? The only way we can do it is by refreshing constantly. That some of the ways you get to that is by managing your time properly. Our scriptural foundation today will go off of Ephesians chapter 5. If we can put that up, please. And 5:15. Yes. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Go on to 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Let's go to 17 too. And it says, therefore, do not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So I have it in the NIV version. I also read, because sometimes it's, the English is easier. It says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. You know, we're in challenging times. We're in times that make you question a lot of stuff. We have lots of debate. Right now, the time in the U.S., there's election is a couple of days. There's the debate going on. You know, it's challenging times. It's challenging times, right? There are lots of distractions. You watch the news. You read up stuff. There are distractions. There are things that take you away from the things that really matter. So these are tough times. So as God's children, right, what does it say there? It says, be not unwise. but understand what the will of the Lord is. So at the end of the day, what we're pursuing, right, is what the will of the Lord. What is the will of the Lord towards what you do daily? When you wake up in the morning, you plan and say, okay, I'm going to accomplish this, I'm going to accomplish that. How do you bring in God's work in there? How do you bring in God's work, God's purpose? Do you prioritize that? You know, so this message is like a refresher, right? Some of the things we know, but we don't take into account. We wake up and it's like we're an autopilot. Boom, 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 boom. We're doing this, we're doing that. And sometimes some of us, we delegate God to the backside, right? We don't put him up front. So this is more of like a refresher to say, hey, as we do our stuff, let's bring God to the front, right? Let's bring God to our what our goal is for the day. What is your purpose? And it impacts, like, you know, what we pass on to the young ones. I was talking with one of my friends here, Paul, yesterday, and we're talking about our children, right? We're raising our children. We're just talking about the challenges. And one of the things we talked about is what the kids do, how you try to align their times. If you leave the kids, they'll wake up in the morning, and they'll play on the games, they'll watch TV. You can wake up at 7 o'clock, and they can be on that until 10 o'clock. Now, as parents, what are we supposed to do? Do we say, oh, well, they're kids? No, we have to teach them to manage their time properly. We have to teach them not to be distracted by the affairs of this world. We have to teach them they have to make time for school, for this, for that, for that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'll just run down here. I have several pointers that I would like to go through. But jumping, I'll start with time. Understanding time. Let's look at Genesis 1:14. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let there be signs for seasons, days, years. Go to 15. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. 16. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. So God set in time a phase, right? He's given us a time for this. Time is a divine entity. It's not just something that is just random, right? God actually made and gave a purpose to it, what we're supposed to do. So basically reemphasizing that time is divine. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. And I'll run ahead. It says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. So this is NIV. King James says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There is a season for everything. Time for us to be born. A time for us to struggle. A time for us to go from A to B, and a time to also enjoy the fruits of your labor if you actually purposefully use your time to get stuff to cherish. Right? Praise the Lord. There is a time to do everything in life. If we don't purpose that time and use purposefully, then at the end of the day, we can't blame God, or we can't blame any other thing. It's because in the back of our head, we forget that we got to prioritize. We got to plan. We got to live a purpose-driven life. Psalm 90:12 also talks about this. When David, as a king of Israel, right? I mean, he's a great man. He's done so many things. So, I mean, if you look here, he says, teach us, he's talking to God, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. We have to keep learning. Even David, with all his accomplishments, right? Sometimes we trivialize things, but the small things of life, those are the things that determine the generation you leave behind. Those that determine what you accomplish. It determines if you have lived at the end of when we're before the master, right? And he says, okay, I gave you gifts. I gave you gifts of time, right? I gave you 60 years, 90 years, 120 years. What did you do with it? Everything goes in a blink of eye. Even if somebody lives to 150 years, still a blink of eye, right? And the question is, that time frame though, we're all blessed with it. What did we do with it? Did we do God's purpose? Did we impact the ones behind us, the ones who are coming up after us? So going back to our scriptural foundation where we talked about Ephesians 15, saying that you walk wisely, not as fools, redeeming the time. King Solomon, same thing. He called upon God once he was given the mantle to lead the Israelites. When God visited him, God asked him, what does he want? He says, first thing, I want wisdom. Wisdom so he can manage himself. Wisdom so he can judiciously really use his time, right? He couldn't be in so many places at the same time, right? So wisdom to manage and to lead. So if we want to live a purpose-driven life, if we want to accomplish those things we set out to accomplish, we got to delve deep in wisdom. Ask God. Ask God to give us wisdom so we can walk daily in his ways and manage this precious resource that God has given us. I don't know, maybe some of you are very perfect in how you live your days and what you work. I have a challenge. Sometimes I'm going. At the end of the day, I'm like, you know. And when God led this, when I was asked to do this today's service, I had a different message in mind. But because this week I've faced with challenge of time, God laid it in my hand and said, hey, you need to work on this. And as you're working on this, share it with the congregation. Share it with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Because one or two persons may also need that encouragement, that reminder that we have to manage our lives daily. So we'll talk about the importance of prioritizing, right? What are you prioritizing? Matthew 6, put up Matthew 6, verse 33, please. Matthew chapter 6, 33. Verse 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Matthew, and everything else will be given unto you. Seek ye first. What is our ritual in the morning? This is a refresher, things that some of us know, but we don't practice that much. These are things that if you manage, we have less worry about our kids getting distracted in schools. Our kids, when they play with their friend, or even when they're on their computer by themselves, you're not there. This morning I was reading, kids who are really influenced by what they, in Christian households that are influenced a lot and guided by what they read online, the computer, they're in their room by themselves watching the computer. We need to have impact. Teach these children how to organize and use your time. Seek ye first the kingdom. You manage to, how do you start it? How many of us really in the mornings, whether in the car, because sometimes it's hectic in the morning, say a word of prayer, commune with your Father, and say, God, guide me today as I step out. You tell your children, impact on them. In the morning, first thing, say a word to your Heavenly Father. It's things we assume we do, but really, how many really do it? And then, do we encourage each other, right? To say, in the morning you teach these young ones. We teach ourselves before you go to work. There's lots of influences that are different when you go out. Maybe people who are talking a lot of rubbish, really. How do you guide your mind? How do you protect your mind? The only way we do that is seek ye first the kingdom of God. Yeah, I mean, you can look at it in so many ways. But first, it comes with talking to your Father, right? The kingdom of heaven is, God is, even is, we don't have to talk about it. We bring it down to the basics, right? You know, we believe God, we're here because we believe in our Lord Jesus, right? We believe that God is guiding us, right? So you got to commune with him. And we got to do it daily. We got to prioritize what we put emphasis on. Is it to get to that work fast? Is it to boom, 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 boom? The practical ways we actually impact our young ones is by starting off and laying that foundation in their heart to commune with our Heavenly Father. You know, the young ones, they will probably say, ah, yeah, you have all kinds of, you know, why are we doing this, this, stomp their feet. Oh. But the more we just diligently teach this, discipline ourselves first, because it really comes with us, then we can impact the young ones. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Second thing is what? Avoiding distractions. Hebrews 12, chapter verse 1, please. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every distraction, every weight, and the sin which so easily begat us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I just want to key on let us lay aside every distraction. What are the distractions in your daily activity? What are the distractions in life? You know, I get on Twitter or YouTube or Reels or Facebook, and you can run your time there. And then you start running late with things you have to do. We spend so much time on these things that keep us away, really. Now, this seems trivial, but these actually affect us and distract us from living an impactful life. Or sometimes we set things in motion. I mean, there are other subtle things, pressures of friends, pressures of even our families, pressures of your boss. I have a deadline. I have to wake up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, get to work, and that's it for the whole day. This affects our life, our daily lives here. We don't manage our time because we have so much and we prioritize other things that are distractions that distract us from what? Seeking the kingdom of God. That distract us from communicating with our Father, right? We don't make time to even have decent food to eat. You just run and quickly grab a hamburger. You do it 7 days a week, that becomes another issue, right? We teach our children those things. Like, oh, don't pray, you know. Because our kids follow what we do, right? They watch what we do, right? If they see us, all we're eating is junk food. Think about it. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when they're their own, how will they live their lives? Praise the Lord. These are sub, you know, when I talk, I like to focus on things that actually impact my life. And when I figure those out, I share it. So praise the Lord. These are little things that we can put into practice as we move on to our daily weeks. Now, practical steps for managing our time effectively. Daily planning. Proverbs 16 verse 3 talks about committing to the Lord whatever you do. Establish your plans. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commune daily with the Father. Commit everything you set out to do daily into God's hand. Say that word of prayer. Start the day with a plan and a purpose. How many of us have defined our purpose for the week? Define our purpose for the next year? Define our purpose that we want our kids to follow? We have to define purpose for ourselves. We have to define purpose for our children, spiritually, materially on this earth, and otherwise. Praise the Lord. Setting our goals to be in alignment with God's will. Let's look at Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. And the Lord answered and said unto me, write your vision and make it plain unto tables, that ye may run, that he may run that readeth it. So back then in the olden times, because those are olden times, God gave them this wisdom. And we look at this present day we live. Nations that strive have a plan. And most of their vision is written. The United States of America has its constitution. They have guidelines. We're voting right now, right? You look at your ballot. If you open your ballot, there are so many propositions and this and that, right? They have a plan. And they're diligent to follow it. Let's emulate that in our life. But then, as you set those plans, right? You know, it's not just plans of, I will make so and so dollars amount, or I will build this and this, or I will do this and this, or I'll buy a car, or I'll buy the finest clothes, or because we spend so much time on watching, looking through Facebook and different pictures, I will dress like this, I will do this, I will do that. Number one on there is communing with the Father, making that plan, setting that, writing it down. Me and my family, this morning, every morning, we'll worship the Lord. We'll say 5-10 minutes word of prayer. We'll read a verse in the Bible. By the time we do it, even when you busy yourself and you forget, right, your child will come to you and say, hey, daddy, we need to do this. And that child, you've established a purposeful life for them. You've established something that they will remember. Praise the Lord. Establish routines. I heard once that if you practice something for 3 weeks straight, right, it becomes, I don't know what the word, but it becomes a habit, right? So you actually have the tendency to keep doing it. Also, same way, if you put it in the bag and maybe after 2 days or 3 days, it goes out, right? But really the key, what I want to focus on is the positive aspect of it. If you actually put effort and put something, practice something for a given amount of time, it actually becomes a habit and you don't have to stress so much about it. So that applies to what we need to do. Include God in our daily activities. Seek you first. Amara, seek you first. Pursue that. Say your name. Pursue this. Because really, the fact is, we put a lot of fear in the backside. Now, when we talk of time management and seeking God's kingdom first, right? What does God want us to do? God wants us to take care of what he's given us, right? Which includes our body. You know, we talked about not managing ourselves and managing time and then we run off. We got to have a game plan. And we have to remember that there was a time when at my job, it was stressful, right? And one day I'm like, you know what? If I just drop off, right? Life goes on. Life goes on. The money you're seeking, this, that, the stress your boss is, life goes on. So when that realization hit to me, I'm like, you know what? My first goal here is to work for God and then to build my family. As much as I need to, if I prioritize myself and I do my job good, I do what God has given me the ability to do daily. I don't need to be at work till 10 o'clock. The extra money you make or whatever you accomplish, if you permit yourself, you won't be there to enjoy it. So you have to prioritize. You have to know that God has given us our physical bodies, right? Got to watch what we eat. We got to make time to exercise. We got to make time to take walks. In my neighborhood, I used to have this 90 or 90-something year old lady. I mean, every morning, she will walk at least a mile. She will get up. Look at Mama here, right? I bet you she doesn't just sit, right? That's why she looks so good. These are habits that we have to put into practice. And that comes with what? Prioritizing what we do. Prioritizing what we eat. Prioritizing refreshing our bodies. Refreshing our mind. 2 Corinthians talks about renew your mind daily. We got to renew our minds constantly in God's word. And even the things that God has in given us in our heart to do. So one of the ways, right, practical steps we're talking about that can help us manage our time, right? There's technology. No, I was driving with my son and I asked him, I was talking to him about time. Like, what do you do? How do you think someone, because I'm always on his case. Because if you leave him, he will play Xbox the whole day. What do you do with your time? How can you manage your time? He's like, oh, daddy, maybe I need to get an app, right? he needs to get an app, right, that will help him. He can walk. I haven't figured the app yet, but I know there are apps out there that will tell you, that can remind you, right? Or even in your calendar or whatever. You know, there are ways we can do it, but we can utilize technology. The ones that are more skillful amongst us, we can, you know, as we come in with friends, as we talk, as we hang out, we encourage one another, say, okay, these are ways you can improve yourself. Whether it's a job, you can book yourself. I've learned right now, I go to work, first thing I do is I get out a sheet of paper and I write what I'm going to do for the day. Sometimes I accomplish it all, sometimes I don't. Before, I would probably stay there and try to get everything. But now, I put what I think is reasonable to do, and I give it my best effort, right? And then guess what? I have another day to go. Praise the Lord. But yeah, we can use technology to improve and to live a purposeful life. And yeah, if you put in that your, maybe our calendars, right? Your timer or something. First thing, quick word of prayer. Some of our old pastors be like, why do you have to do that? Yeah, some of us, we have to do it because it's life. You wake up and start running, doing this, chasing kids to get ready for school and this, and you forget. But that reminder will be there, tell you, okay, in the car. You still need to pray. You still need to say a word of prayer. And you will do it, right? The more you see those things in your face, or you have a board in your house, you write stuff down. These are simple things that, you know, we know. But the question is, how many of us really believe the importance of it? Believe that this will actually, the next generation, some of it, you know, this is really for them and for us to live our own purposeful life, impactful life. And then the ones behind us, our children, our friends, our relatives, impact upon them so they will live a purposeful life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One of the ways that help us also to be able to do this is by what? Resting and refreshing. You know, God, he created the in Genesis, right, talks about the creation. You know, so many ways you can look at it. But right now we're focusing on what God has told us and what he says. God created, and then guess what? He now chose a day. He said, okay, I rested. I need to learn that. I run 20 a month, and you just keep going. It's not good. You check your blood pressure and it's high because you're not getting enough rest, right? Because we're not eating. Because we keep going and going and going and going. But by the time you check your heart rate, you put your Fitbit on, you don't look at it. I know, because when I do, when I keep going and going and going, then I notice my heart rate goes up, right? And then it will occur to me, you know, you need to make time to rest. I shouldn't be doing that. Something daily we should be doing. We should take time to rest. God wants us to rest. And in the resting day that God has given us, we take it like today. Sunday is our resting day. We come in the house of the Lord. We read God's word. You go home also, and we remember that it's still a resting day. A day to refresh. You know, we come to church, guilty of it. Sometimes you leave, and the day starts again, right? And we forget God. Or you go, you watch football, you do this, you do that. Remember that God has given us today to rest. If somebody has to work today, make a day to rest. Make a day to refresh your spirit. Praise the Lord. Now, in trying to accomplish this, you know, we live as we're a body of Christ. Iron sharpeneth iron. Right? So it all behooves on all of us to encourage each other. To always, in all we're doing, make that time to encourage one another. If you see your brother, your sister struggling with stuff, give them a word of encouragement. Ask them, have you taken time to refresh yourself? Have you taken time to do this? Word of wisdom. Right? If you see someone spending too much time or not having time to rest, say, hey, you know, maybe you need to sacrifice something. Maybe you need to not do 110 things. Proverbs 27:17, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Couples, do you sharpen husbands? Do you sharpen your... It's 27:17. Sorry. Couples, do you sharpen each other? Wives, husbands, friends, children, parents. Sharpening your children, right? Means it's not all the time you're critical, right? Or it's not all the time you point out their weaknesses or what they're not doing right, right? Gotta encourage. We gotta overlook. We gotta build each other up. If you see how you can help someone do better, if you see how you can help your husband, you do it. If you see how you can help your wife, you do it. We don't say, oh, this is my role, this is your role, and all that stuff. As a group of, you know, I think in help, we do a good job of talking to the pastors as needed. But we encourage each other, brothers, sisters. As we do that, we're impacting ourselves. We're leading by example. In Galatians 5:13, it talks about serving one another humbly in love. So these are things, you know, these are the little tidbits that can help us motivate, challenge, and encourage each other. And in all this, remember one thing, you know, I'll go back to the point I tried to make, you know. Sometimes each of us, I take on a lot of stuff, and I know some of us, we take on a whole lot of stuff, right? Even you may be retired, right? And you still have so much to do. Or you're running 10 businesses. Or you're doing 10 things. We have to prioritize, look, and say, okay, what is my rate of return on this and this and this? And then all those ones that don't give you really the minimal, the margins are very low. Cross them out. That's what we do in corporate America, right? They look at everything they have to do on the table and they say, okay, this thing here is yielding me a very low rate of return. You zip it out. And then maybe at the end of the day, you have 5 top priorities that you set your goal to. As God's kids, that's what we should do in our daily lives. Prioritize stuff. Remove the ones that are really don't give you marginal returns. And guess what? What gives us the most return, spiritually and otherwise? Seeking God's kingdom first. Making the time to pray. The benefits of those are what? We have peace of mind. You have less, you know, that feeling of like something in your tummy. If we make time to rest, if we put God first, we'll be less anxious, less stress. Can you pull up Isaiah 26 verse 3? I don't remember now why I put it on here, but let's look at it. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted the Lord. Praise the Lord, that he will keep us in good peace, perfect peace, perfect peace. We'll have spiritual strength. I think it was a few weeks ago we talked about, you know, putting on the armor of God and, you know, the shield and, you know, having everything to withstand the attacks of the devil. If we manage our time well and well versed and steadfast in the word of the Lord, and then our mind is spiritually at ease, guess what? We can resist anything the devil throws at us. In the times of stress, we will be calm. There will be no anxiety in our hearts. In the times of plentiness and in the times of joy, we'll also be wise, right? Because sometimes when everything is going great, that's when you also need to be cautious, right? So if we stay steadfast and make the time to have that great relationship with God, our spiritual strength will be greatly increased. Praise the Lord. We'll have better self-control. We'll have a greater sense of accomplishment, of purpose. We'll have better relations in our life with our spouse, with our children, with our parents, with our friends. Because we're living what? A purposeful and impactful life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, you know, with all this said, I think just a few pointers. I would like us to take, you know, from today is first, seek ye first the kingdom of Lord. Manage our time effectively. Invest in communion with our Father. Let us make that investment. It's an investment that will give us handsome returns. It's an investment that will pay forth to our children. It's an investment that will impact the ones around you. It's an investment that when you make that investment to have a closer relationship with God, when you're standing before the Father, right? And he asks you, I give you 10 talents. I give you 15 talents. I give you this. You say, oh, yes, I did this, I did this, I did this with what you invested into me. And these are the rewards of it. So those are the key messages, the key points I want us to take from this. Our time is not just to be managed. It is to bring out a purpose. It is to say, yes, at the end of the time, this is what I did, Father. And then we will hear the words, right? Enter into my paradise, thou good and faithful servant. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a short exhortation, but I hope that each and every one of us have learned something from it, that we'll pick something from it, and that we can impact those around us. So with that said, let us just have a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity here to talk about time, to talk about impactful living, to talk about making our time here on earth purposefully driven, to stay close to you, to stay committed to you. We pray, Lord, that as we live here today and into this week, that we'll prioritize our time management towards achieving the goal, that when we meet you face to face, you shall say to us, welcome to my paradise, thou good and faithful servant. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I welcome the praise team back up.